Hi, y'all. This is Sheridan Daniels. You're listening to my buddy, Eric Jackson Lurie, on WRCT 88.3 FM. Do you know me? You do. Though maybe you haven't seen me in a little while. I'm that drum beat coming through your car radio. And I'm that thumping bass that drags you along with the rhythm. I'm that part of music that makes you want to dance. Song issuing forth from a Sunday morning church house.
You're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM, streaming online at WRCT.org. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and this is Courts in Session, heard here every Thursday night from 8 to 10:30, rock and roll, country, and soul, is coming your way for the next 2.5 hours. And we're going to make the most of it tonight because we've got a lot on the plate. I've got Rolling Stones IMAX tickets to give away. I want to tell you all about Anatomy of the Year that's going to be taken over shortly here on WRCT for the entire weekend. It's going to be absolutely terrific. And get ready for this. You know, the Outlaws and the Artemis Pyle Band are coming to the Palace Theater next Saturday, the 22nd, and to the Olympia Hall in East Pittsburgh, Sunday, the 23rd. Well, we've got Henry Paul joining us in the first hour tonight. And not only is he going to talk about the new tour, but he's going to talk about his new autobiography. And I've read it. And man, oh man, it is great. So keep it right here in WRCT. A lot going on tonight, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So tonight's show is brought to you in part by our friends at Attic Records, located in Millvale. Attic Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres. You name the genre, Attic Records got it. Rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, drum and bass, jungle, hip-hop, there we go. Attic Records is independently owned and operated, and they purchase used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is located at 513 Grand Avenue in Millvale. For more information about selling records and new releases, well, you can give them a call at 412-821-8484, or you can visit them online at atticrecordsstoreinc.com. Attic Records, our sponsor for the first hour of tonight's show. So these guys were in town just a couple weeks ago, and then a month before that, opening for Ace Frehley. And these guys are about to make it big. B.I.G. This is the band Wicked. Obsession, WRCT, 88.3 FM. Yeah.
Thank you.
guys. This is brand new from the Michael Schenker Band. This is I Can't Stand Waiting.
I can't stand waiting.
It's brand new from the Michael Schenker Band. How about that, guys? New music from classic artists. You're not going to hear that anywhere on the radio, but right here on WRCT 88.3 FM. I'm your rocking attorney. In the cockpit, got the controls all working, the lights are all on. It is a beautiful night tonight, and the calls are coming in. And want to send a special thank you out to Jake and Mount Oliver for calling and making fun of my hick hop. He said, EJL, would Kid Rock constitute hick hop? Well done. Good form, Jake. You're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM. We kicked off tonight's show with the latest from the band Wicked. Love that track. It's called Obsession. I've been playing that for a few weeks now. Requests going out to the Murph Brothers out in North Hills. Jefferson Starship going back to 1975 with Ride the Tiger. Going back to 1981, man, I remember buying that album on cassette. Still Life Live Rolling Stones with Going to a Go-Go. So Compulsive Eaters Anonymous is a local nonprofit organization that offers help year-round to anyone in our community. That's our community. CEA is a free 12-step self-help group for anyone who has a problem with food, weight, eating, being too fat or too thin, or other food-related issues. CEA has meetings throughout the Pittsburgh area as well as phone meetings nationwide. So if you can't make that meeting in person, well, you can pick up a phone and call 412-225-1664. They're there to help. Or you can point your browser to www.ceahowpa.org. CEAHOWPA.org. Compulsors Eaters Anonymous. It's simple, it's free, and it works. So when I mentioned at the top of the show that this hour is brought to you by our friends at Attic Records, well, I picked up this next song from Attic Records earlier this week. I was shopping in the 45 section, and 45s are a dangerous addiction. They really are. But I picked up this Ozark Mountain Daredevil 45 single with a picture sleeve, and as I was doing a little research on the song, at the time, they were on A&M Records. Their contract was coming to an end. And one of the owners of the label went to see them perform live on a nationwide television show and was shocked by how inebriated the entire band was and watched them flawlessly burned through their whole set, but at double speed. And he was so disgusted with the band, he dropped them from the label. Well, they rebounded, got on a new label, but let's play this track. This is going back to the mid-70s. Ozark Mountain Daredevils, this is You Know Like I Know, WRCT. Thank you.
that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. He sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself.
For many military veteran caregivers, their caregiving journey starts earlier in life and lasts longer. Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
I see you finally got a new helmet.
I did. Bought it cheap online. Follow me. We'll turn off here.
I'm right behind you.
Watch the cars. They can be crazy.
Teddy! No! Are you okay? Somebody do something!
Was this young man hit by a car?
Yes, and his helmet is smashed.
It's a brand new helmet.
It's probably a fake.
Fakes cause real harm. You're smart. Buy smart. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
Applebee's, it's so good. Applebee's. Applebee's, it's so good.
Hey there, it's the Mockster, and I'm interrupting this wonderfully curated program to tell you about my show, Viva La Mock, which happens Friday nights on WRCT. Now, we all know that your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, plays great stuff like Blue Oyster Cult on his Thursday night show, but I wanted to let you know that I, too, have been known to play Blue Oyster Cult, but I've also been known to play songs by Blue Rodeo, the Blue Aeroplanes, the Blueberries, Blue Cheer, and the Blue Runners. Yeah, tune in and hear for yourself. That's Viva La Mock Friday nights at 9 on WRCT 88.3 FM in Pittsburgh and streaming worldwide at WRCT.org. It will blow your mind.
Quartz in Session with your host, Eric Jackson Lurie.
The Empty Pockets from their brand new EP, Maybe Next Time, name of the EP, and track was called Shocked by an Electrician. How about that? Boy, can that girl sing. Like that a lot. Before that, Request for some Eagles, and opened everything up with some Ozark Mountain Daredevils. So you know those designer jeans that you bought last year, the ones that were going to change your life? You wore them once, now they're in the closet hanging behind a pair of dirty sweatpants. Well, don't worry, those jeans can still change somebody's life. Just donate them to Goodwill. Your donations to Goodwill create new jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people right in your community. That's pretty cool. You know, to find your nearest donation center, you can go to goodwill.org, donate stuff, create jobs, Goodwill. Message brought to you from Goodwill and your friends right here at WRCT. So don't go anywhere. If everything works, I always say if all the stars are aligned, we're going to have Henry Paul from the Outlaws and the Henry Paul Band and Blackhawk joining us on the show in just a little bit. They're coming to town next week for two back-to-back shows. And I'm going to be there. It's going to be number 47 and 48. I'll need two more to make it to 50, and I'm going to do it. Don't go anywhere. Henry Paul coming up real soon right here in WRCT. This is from the latest, most recent ZZ Top album from their documentary. Little old band from Texas, 88.3 WRCT.
You can't get past it. That ain't doing nothing fast. Uh-huh. My friends, they all told me, yeah, man, there's something gonna change your life. My friends, they all told me, man, there's something gonna change your life. Gotta have brown sugar, man, it's just gonna make me feel alright. Gotta have brown sugar, man, it's just gonna make me feel alright. Yeah.
WRCT 88.3 FM Pittsburgh. Another love song from the Legacy Live album. Talking Live Outlaws, they're coming here next weekend. And tonight, we've got a friend of the station, a friend of the show. We've got the great Henry Paul on the line with us tonight. Henry, how are you?
I'm good, Eric. How you doing, man?
It's so great to have you back on the show. You know, I always know when the Outlaws are coming to town because the callers start ringing the station with requests for the Outlaws and some crazy deep cuts because Pittsburgh loves the Outlaws. Tell us about this Saturday at the Palace Theater. I'm sorry, next Saturday. That's Saturday the 22nd, and then Sunday, the intimate acoustic show at the Olympia Hall in East Pittsburgh.
Yes. Well, we are heading into the Palace Theater for what I think and have come to understand was my last show such as this with Eddie Panuti as our promoter. He's moved to Florida. The band stays busy. And I think that this could be our swan song for the Eddie Panuti version of the Outlaws in the Pittsburgh marketplace. Sad, but he's been such a good friend, such a supporter over the last 20 years. And really going back to when I met Eddie in the late 70s with the first Henry Paul Band record. So this is a sort of a bittersweet trip to the Palace.
Well, he's promoted a lot of shows and a lot of great memories he's been responsible for with bringing you guys into town. You're coming with the Artemis Pyle Band, and we've got a new hot guitarist in the band. Talk about that.
Oh, you're talking about Little Hank.
Little Hank.
Yeah, well, you know, I've been trying to groom him to continue on at one point when I decide that I either don't or can't do this anymore, don't want to or can't do it anymore. But, you know, I'm committed probably for the next 4 to 5 years, and we have a great group of people on the bus, and we all, you know, have a good deal, I think, of respect for one another musically. And I, you know, we've worked so hard to build our business back and get the Outlaws up and healthy again and keep Blackhawk on the road and playing at a high level. So eventually Henry will probably want to run the show and stand up there in the middle and sing these songs.
Well, that is amazing. From one father to another, I can't imagine how great it must be to look across the stage and see your son behind a microphone with a guitar in his hand in this amazing legacy you created.
Well, yeah, I mean, it has a certain, you know, emotional content. It's my father was a very faithful son to my grandfather. My grandfather was a successful sweet corn farmer And Henry is good partner with me and a very trusted artistic perspective in the Outlaws and Blackhawks. So he's been out here working with me since junior high school, and he's been very kind to the fans, and they've grown to know and appreciate and have affection for little Henry. And he's got the right name and the right talent. He's a much better guitar player than I am, and a really good singer. And so I think he's a charismatic guy, and I think that he'll do a good job standing up there and spitting this stuff out. He'll have help from Dave Robbins and Jeff Olick and Randy Threet. There's plenty of people that'll step in there to help him. But if there'll come a time when it's going to be his deal, and when that happens, I'll be, I think, finished. I used to want to stay until the bitter end, but I'm not so sure anymore. I kind of want to enjoy some of my time with my young family and my wife, and